yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Monday, September 24, Ahvaz, South Iran. Thousands of Iranian people and government officials took part in a funeral procession for the victims of a terrorist attack in the city. Earlier on Saturday, five gunmen opened fire on parading troops and bystanders, killing at least 24 people, including women and children, and injuring many more. The Alawazia, a terrorist group with the stated goal of separating the southern oil-rich part of Iran, claimed responsibility for the bloodshed. At the same time, Daesh also claimed that it was behind the attack and published a video purportedly showing three of the gunmen being driven to the military parade in a car. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said the attack was carried out by the same cowards funded by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates.
تا حالا اونی که تا امروز به من اطلاع دادن کار همین کسانی است که هر جا گیر میکنن تو سوریه و عراق آمریکایی‌ها میرن نجاتشون میدن. کار اوناست. اونایی که دستشون تو جیب سعودی و امارات
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said in a tweet, Iran holds regional terror sponsors and their U.S. masters accountable for such attacks.
الهجوم يكاد يكون بمستوى عالي من التخطيط يتجاوز قدرات المنظمات دعني أقول المعارضة الإيرانية أولا طبيعة المكان قوة التأثير عنصر المباغتة والمفاجأة في هذا الإطار أضف إلى كل هذا المنطقة التي جرت فيها العملية يوم أمس يبدو أنها قد استطاعت أن توفر دعما لوجستيا كبيرا.
Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps promised a crushing and devastating response to the perpetrators.
ما انتقام سختی از همه دشمنانمان خواهیم گرفت. این را همه جهان دیده است.
از طریق ارتباط تلفنی با یعقوب هر التستری.
Shortly after the attack, Iran International TV channel, which is reportedly financed by Riyadh, carried out an interview with the spokesman of the Alawazia, giving the terrorist group an opportunity to promote and defend its goals. In reaction, Iranian ambassador to London, Hamid Bahedinejad, tweeted, We condemn this heinous act and call Ofcom to seriously react to this as an act in support of terrorism and violence. Within hours of the attack, Iran summoned diplomats from Denmark, the Netherlands, and the UK over sheltering members of Alawazia terrorist group. Condemning the Western double standard over the terrorist attack, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Qasemi said, It is not acceptable that the European Union does not blacklist members of these terrorist groups as long as they do not perpetrate a crime on European soil. For over three decades, the Al-Ahwazia group has sporadically launched deadly attacks on civilian targets in South Iran. The group is made up of assorted smaller groups with different ideologies and backgrounds, but the same goal of overthrowing the Iranian government and separating oil-rich Khuzestan province in south from the rest of the country. This terrorist group was born in 1980, shortly after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, and carried out a series of attacks in the province even before Saddam Hussein's invasion of Iran. After the war broke out in September 1980, the Iraqi troops took over parts of Khuzestan province, trying to reach Ahvaz, the provincial capital. To facilitate their advance, the Al-Ahwazia began launching bomb and mortar attacks inside Ahvaz, forging an ugly alliance with the Iraqi Ba'ath regime for the coming years. Since then, the group has committed numerous crimes against the Iranian people, among them bomb attacks in public places, abductions, assassinations, kidnapping for ransom, and blowing up oil pipelines. No wonder if this group with such track record becomes a hired instrument for the Saudi kingdom's adventurism in the region and its antipathy towards the Islamic Republic. In an interview with Saudi-owned TV channel NBC last year, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said that the kingdom would take the fight inside Iran. He said, "We won't wait for the battle to be in Saudi Arabia. Instead, we will work so that the battle is for them in Iran." His statement was widely interpreted as a sign that Riyadh would dramatically escalate tensions with Iran and intensify its support for various armed groups opposing the government in Tehran. The Saudi ally of all weathers, the United Arab Emirates, seems pleased with the tragedy that struck the Iranian nation. Abdulkhalik Abdullah, an advisor to the Abu Dhabi government, justified the Ahvaz attack, saying that it wasn't a terrorist attack and that moving the battle to the Iranian side is a declared option. The fact is, the terrorist attack, which was first claimed by a separatist group, did not occur in a vacuum. Iran's regional rivals, particularly Saudi Arabia and the UAE, have increasingly taken their decades-long behind-the-scenes pressure on the U.S. to bomb Iran into the open. Since Riyadh and Abu Dhabi likely cannot take on Iran militarily alone, experts argue they're going to drag the U.S. into the war. Indeed, after spending roughly $6 billion a month, they have failed to defeat the Houthi fighters in Yemen. Back in 2010, former Secretary of Defense Bob Gates said the Saudis want to fight the Iranians to the last American. Rudolph W. Giuliani, U.S. President Trump's personal lawyer, fueled claims of an American campaign against Iran hours after the attack in Ahvaz, saying that a leadership change in Iran was inevitable because of U.S. sanctions.
They declared war on Iran, not in a military way, but rather, you know, through this asymmetrical weapon of war that they have used for decades now, which is called terrorism. Wahhabis are quite happy to redirect their troops, you know, towards Iran because now, you know, Iraq has been freed, Syria has been freed. And so they, you know, they probably don't know what to do with their militants. So they decided that, you know, why not try Iran? I think they will find that Iran is another beast altogether and that you can't really crack Iran in the same way that they cracked Iraq and Syria, because Iran is a sovereign nation. It's a very stable sovereign nation, and its people are quite determined, you know, to keep it that way and to keep it liberated from any form of foreign influence.
کسانی پشت این پرده هستن که میخوان یه جورایی به این نظام ضربه بزنن. کور خوندن. مطمئن باشید که ما همیشه در صحنه هستیم و همیشه ادامه راه همین شهدا هستیم.
Iran has long been a victim of terrorism, like in Saturday's attack and many others in the past. But attacks of this kind have just made the Iranian nation more resilient.